State legislators Kevin Craig, Kelly Sabonia, Carol Miller, and Jim Morgan of Cabell County, and Don Perdue of Wayne County were on hand to share their thoughts on possible budget cuts for state colleges and universities. This fiscal year, higher education institutions in West Virginia underwent a 7.5% cut to their state budget appropriations and have been asked to submit budgets reflecting cuts of another 7.5%, or up to 8.3% for next year. Ideas for changes range from dipping into the state's rainy day fund, which sits at nearly $1 billion, or creatively taxing items that have never been taxed before, such as internet downloads of music, movies, and books, and closing loopholes that allow online travel companies to book hotel rooms at reduced tax rates. Delegate Kevin Craig says he understands the rainy day fund looks appealing because it's starting to rain.
It's a thought. We've got to walk down that path because now it's raining, and that to some degree, everybody thinks it's a good idea to have a rainy day fund. Exactly how much do you need in it is the question. How do you best utilize those funds? But I agree, it's raining.
According to legislators, they may need to look more individually at where cuts should come from. Craig says so far this fiscal year, the state is running 4% behind on tax collections, much of which is contributed to a struggling coal economy. Jim Morgan says there is also a decline in revenue from the reduction of the corporate income tax and the elimination of the food sales tax. Perdue says the way out may be through tax hikes.
So, just talking about budget cuts, here's where I come down on that. It's not popular. We're going to have to raise some taxes. To do, but if we're going to do something about that particular problem, we better come up with a way to get that money, and that's going to be the only way I can see it's a tax increase.
Others like Delegate Sabonia aren't sure new taxes are the answer. She wants to carefully look at where money is currently being spent.
Before you start digging into the pockets of West Virginians who have the lowest per capita income in the nation, we want to make sure that every dollar, every dime of taxpayer dollars is being utilized in an efficient and effective manner.
Student Jaron Johnson says he felt the legislators took his and other students' ideas seriously, and ultimately the crowd will have to wait and see how the delegates vote.
I would have liked to have seen a little bit more straightforward. However, the delegates that did come, I felt like they have our best interest in mind, but you're never going to find a politician that's going to say, no, I don't support higher education. So when you have an elected official say that they support it, it's going to... When it goes to casting that vote, that's when we'll see what the real answers were.
Jonathan Gomez is a student from Parkersburg. He says the opportunity to speak directly with legislators was huge.
It was amazing. You can write letters, you can call all you want, but getting that face-to-face contact is what really matters because they can't avoid you. They have to tell you what they think right there and in there.
Gomez says he understands completely that to get what higher education needs, it might come down to paying more.
The money has to come from somewhere. If you need to raise taxes, that's okay with me. I actually feel that we do need to do that to get what we need because there's nowhere else the funding is going to come. Gambling money only comes so far, and the turnpike money only comes so far. So the taxes is the only logical way to get it.
Janet Dooley is the Associate Dean for the College of Arts and Media and Program Director for the School of Journalism. She says the response of the legislators was optimistic, but it's going to take time.
This is going to be a slow process. This isn't something that's going to change in March. This is going to be a look strategically at how we're bringing funding into the state. I think March we're still going to be a little bit upset about how things are going, but I think in the long run it can be made better.
The final of three meetings, which started in Point Pleasant Monday, is in South Charleston at the Marshall Graduate School campus tonight. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Beth Voorhees will serve as the moderator for the forum beginning at 6 p.m. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.